Tempest Tossed by Robertson Davis. The book is preceded by a disclaimer. All characters in this story are imaginary, and no reference is intended to any living person. Readers who think that they can identify the creations of the author's fancy among their own acquaintance are paying the author an extravagant compliment, which he acknowledges with gratitude. This is followed by a quotation. "I'll drain him dry as hay. Sleep shall neither night nor day hang upon his penthouse lid. He shall live a man forbid. Weary sennights 9 times 9, shall he dwindle, peak, and pine? Though his bark cannot be lost, yet it shall be tempest-tossed." Macbeth, Act 1, Scene 3. Tempest-Tossed by Robertson Davis. Chapter 1.
"It's going to be a great nuisance for both of us," said Freddy. "Couldn't you make a fuss about it, Tom?"
"If your father said they could use the place, it's no good for me to make a fuss," said Tom.
"Yes, but Daddy just said that they could use the place in a large, general way. He didn't specially say that they could use this shed. Anyway, he only said it because Griselda's probably going to have a big part. Seems to me that I remember him saying that he didn't want them in the house."
"Now, Miss Freddy, you'd better be sure about that. You've got a way of remembering your dad said just whatever you wanted him to say."
When Tom called her Miss Freddy, she knew that he had temporarily ceased to be a friend, and had become that incalculable, treacherous thing, an adult. At 14 she had no defense against such sudden shifts. People treated her as a child or an equal, whichever suited them at the moment. But she had thought...